Hey everybody, this is We Are Chafee's Looking Upstream podcast. I'm Adam Williams, and I hope you already know that, actually, because that would mean you're not here by accident, and that you've probably dipped into this podcast before, at least once, and maybe dozens of times, and you were willing to push play again for this, the 52nd episode. That's how many we've stacked up so far in the past 2 years, and that includes around 60 guests from within our slice of life here in Chafee County, Colorado. Now with this short solo bit here, I'm using it as a brief summer break in the conversational recording schedule. It's also a chance to highlight some episodes of the past couple years with the incredible guests who have been here on the show. I'll also let you in on what's ahead and what I'm especially excited about. Before I get to that, I'm going to say yet again how blown away I am by the people who live, work, play, and share in our community and share all of that on Looking Upstream. That's on the intellectual, creative, entrepreneurial, spiritual, athletic, and really just all around human level. Seriously, blown away. And I hope that you are too. If you have missed listening to some episodes, or you've just never scrolled down through the archive of Looking Upstream, either at wearechafee.org or on your podcast player like Apple or Spotify, if you haven't scrolled down and taken in the overall picture of the collection of people who have been here, who have talked with me on this show, I encourage you to take a few moments to do that. Because as I've said many times on this podcast, I grew up in a rural area. It was in the Midwest, but I promise you it wasn't like this for many reasons, but I don't think it is in many rural places anywhere, actually. And here, that includes the extraordinariness of who is gathered here, not just the mountains and the river and all those wonderful things that brought us here. I've now talked with guests ages 18 to 96, including every decade of life experience in that huge range. We've talked about all the human things, including social and political challenges, history, spirituality and faith, identity, death, grief, loss, resilience, substance abuse and recovery, nature and environment, journalism and community, business and entrepreneurship, housing affordability, mental health, other aspects of health, like Alzheimer's and traumatic brain injuries, among many other things. It's a lengthy list. With Jed Selby, for example, we talked about some of the most pressing issues that face not only us here in our valley, but communities throughout the West and far beyond, including resources like water, affordable housing, short-term rentals, and small-town economics, and the future of building a town that we all want to share. That episode with Jed, by the way, it stands as the most listened to by far, with nearly 15 times the average listenership of the podcast. That doesn't even count the fact that a segment of it was syndicated on community radio stations up and down the Mountain West region, with not thousands, but potentially millions of listeners. As the saying goes, the personal is universal. What we experience as individuals is relatable to others, everywhere. That's one of the special aspects of Looking Upstream, I think. Everyone has stories and insights to share, and it's relatable. What you know and can share will touch someone, likely many someones, listening out there. Like one particular piece of feedback that we received after my conversation with Katie Brown. If you listen to that one, you already know she was celebrated as the best female sport climber in history when she was only a teenager. She talked with me about her memoir, Unraveled, and one listener wrote in saying, "I had no idea we have a world-class female climber in our community. I tuned in and I was absolutely taken by Katie's story. The raw emotion, the honesty, the openness of the interview. When she cried during the interview, I cried in my car listening. I am so impressed we have this resource in the community." I couldn't ask for more meaningful feedback because it's for that connection, the recognition of the humanness that's in all of us, that I love to do this. For me personally, and for you, for all of us, as the host who connects guests with you, the listener. In the most recent episode of Looking Upstream, I talked with Julie Spear Jackson, the Emmy Award-winning documentary film director and producer. You might also know that she directed and produced We Are Chafee's documentary, A Home in Paradise, which premiered in May at the Salida Film Festival. The film highlights the housing crisis, mental health challenges, and the socioeconomic divide that's here in Chafee County. and of course in countless other communities. Again, personal, universal. A Home in Paradise has been hit with multiple sold-out showings at the Steam Plant, and if you haven't seen it yet, details for upcoming showings and how you can even host your own showing of the film are available at wearechafee.org. Okay, we're finally at the part that I've been extra excited to be able to talk about. Looking Upstream is bumping up from every other week to weekly episode releases. I'm using the summer to build a lineup with plans that start releasing episodes every Tuesday starting in September. As usual, that will be on podcast players at wearechafee.org and on KHN 106.9 FM Community Radio in Salida. And now that we're doubling our flow to weekly, I feel like it's a great time to open up the possibilities of what and who and how this podcast moves forward. I expect that we'll include more topically driven episodes, not unlike the one with Jed Selby, I suppose. And some of that will include some looser, more casual opportunities too. Like with the next episode, I talked with Ken Matthews and John Prey. This, in part, was an exercise for me in loosening the reins a bit and jumping into sort of a triangular conversation, as if I was having a drink or a cup of coffee with these guys. As another upcoming guest recently said to me about his philosophy on life, it can be good to go into an activity with intentions and a plan. For me, this is the podcast, and that means being well-researched and with pages of notes at the ready. But when we cling too much to that plan, we risk being closed off to the possibilities that might otherwise present themselves. So with John and Ken, I left myself open to a casual, let's see where this thing goes kind of conversation, while also getting to pull back the curtain a little bit on who these guys are. Like I said, that will be the next episode. I hope you'll enjoy the mix that comes together as Looking Upstream continues to grow and evolve. If you have feedback along the way, you can send email to the We Are Chafee team at info@wearechafee.org, and someone will send that along to me. Till the next episode, as we say at We Are Chafee, share stories, make change.